Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. My name is Anesu and today I'm going to be talking about grief. In 2019, I met a lady by the name Rojifa. We met through school, but we became friends, we became family, we became sisters. I know we all used to the saying that blood is thicker than water, but on this very instance, water was turned out thicker than blood. You know, there are some people whom you relate at a very personal and different level, even if they are not family, but to you they become family. That's what I can call my relationship with Rojifa. In 2021, she was diagnosed with cancer. God knows she fought, but unfortunately, by the time she got diagnosed with cancer, it had spread all over her body, and I guess medically there was nothing that could be done. I prayed for her. I prayed. How the least that I could do, I did pray. And I guess if it's time, then it's time, and you can't question God, no matter how spiritual you think you are. When she passed away, I thought to myself, maybe I wasn't prayerful enough. Maybe I didn't pray for her as much as I should. Maybe I didn't fast enough for her as much as I should. Because I feel like I didn't do enough. I haven't allowed myself to grieve her because I feel like I'm being a hypocrite. And this is what I want to talk about, because I feel in my heart that maybe it's not me alone who is going through all this. Maybe it's not me alone who is having a hard time in grieving a loved one who passed away. Maybe it's not me who is just sad and feels guilty that she didn't do well enough. You know, when she passed away, when I heard that she passed away, I was also in the middle of something that I haven't had time to just sit down and cry and grieve. She passed away a day after my sister's wedding, and was still in a jovial mood, still doing this. And the following week was my another sister's Lobola day. So I was busy trying to make life happen as well for those two sisters of mine. It meant I sidelined my feelings. So let's talk about death. You know, the word in Genesis, after Adam and Eve sinned, they ate the fruit that God forbade them to eat. God said, "Let us remove the tree of life, lest man with his knowledge now eats the fruit from the tree of life and lives forever like us." Death became part of us because of sin, right? The second death, we were saved by Christ when he died for us. That week, the word in John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Yes, we do have eternal life, but we are not spared from the first death, where man who was born out of dust returns to dust as per God's command. And knowing this, there is comfort in knowing that life is not ours. The word in James 4 says that, "Why do you live life as if life is in your control, saying tomorrow I'll do this, next year I'll do this? Rather say, if God wills, tomorrow I'll do this and do that." But as humans, we are so consumed in making life happen that we fail to understand that tomorrow I may not wake up because life is not in my hands. Tomorrow my mother may not wake up because life is not in my hands. And I just spoke of how I haven't dealt with Rozifa's passing away because I feel guilty that I didn't do well enough. I didn't pray hard enough for her to be alive. And I remember having this conversation with her where I used to say, you know what, I feel so hopeless that I can't help you. If it was something like writing an assignment at school, I proved that I could help you with that. But now that all this is gone, the school, we are done, we graduated, I don't know how else to help you. I don't know how else to be there for you. I don't know how else to show that I care. And she used to say, your love, your thoughts, your prayers. All that I need to know that you care about me. We would have our moments. She would say, Anissa, those days you're not thinking about me. Anissa, those days you're not being the friend you're supposed to be to me. You're not loving me. Is it because I have cancer and I might die soon? I'm like, bro, that's not the case. But even if she's gone now, I'm still dealing with the guilty of not being a friend, of not looking like I did enough, you know. And I feel like this is what a lot of us who fail at grieving the loss of a loved one are going through. Like, I think for most of us, we think we are not doing, we did nothing. You know, my friend passed away, my mother passed away, and I did nothing to serve her. Maybe I didn't pray hard to serve her. I'm still grieving. And I actually know that I haven't grieved Rozifa like I should. I haven't done so. And I will. One day at a time, I fight the guilty of thinking that maybe I didn't do good enough. Somehow, my mind, whenever I try to grieve, it blocks that because the guilt then comes in. So I tend to not want to grieve it because I don't want to feel guilty like I did not do enough. I don't know. Maybe someone is going through the same thing that I'm going through. But in as much as I'm going through all this, somehow I'm trusting God because God is at the center of it all. To those who are grieving, I want you to know that the devil is a liar. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil will make you think that you're not good enough. You did not do enough. You could have saved their lives. You could have done something to make sure that they don't die. Be it a child, be it family, whoever it is, the devil will come in and say, you did not do enough. She should or he would be alive if you had prayed enough, if you had loved them enough. But I want you to understand that life is not in your hands. James 4 explains that out clearly, that life belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Ecclesiastes says, vanity of vanities. Even life, our own life is vanity. So whom do we trust? We trust God. Even if we have lost a loved one, we trust God. That wherever they are, God, you know best. That God, we allow the truth of God to dwell in our hearts that we did enough. We prayed enough. But we are not the giver of life. God is the author and the finisher of our lives. Life is in His hands. All we do is hope and trust, but at the end of the day, God, in His right judgment, He makes the final decision. God has the final say. So to those who are grieving, who feel like they are not doing enough, who feel like they should have done enough, you did enough. Life is in the hands of God. You did enough. Find time to grieve, one step at a time, not just one day, because a memory of someone just doesn't fade in an instant. Take your time to heal. Take your time to grieve. Allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you. The Holy Spirit is our strength, our comforter. Allow Him to comfort you. Call on Him to comfort you. Jehovah is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. And sometimes in trying to deal with the pain of losing a loved one, we have no peace. Ask God to give you peace to accept things that you can't change, to accept that this was beyond your control. And I hope that you find closure for those who look for closure. I, for one, began blaming Ro. I'm like, she's not gone. If she's gone, then it means she didn't fight enough. She should have fought. But somehow, another friend said she was in pain. Let her go. You need to allow her to go, you know. And all that I am left with is the memories we made. And for that, I'm grateful that we made memories.